Hello, this is Stuttering is Cool. I'm Danny, and I'm coming to you from Toronto, Canada, as per always, and stutteringiscool.com. Today, I have two messages from listeners who sent in audio, and so let's get right to it.
Hi, my name is Samantha Spell. I also battle with stuttering, me and my sister. I was just asking about, like, any foundations that we can, you know, participate in. But if you will, give them a call at 850.
Hey, thanks for that. I'm not sure. I don't have a list of stuttering foundations that you can belong to. I know, I'm assuming you're in the States. Is there a stuttering foundation? There's the National Stuttering Association with chapters all over the world. Did I say world? I meant to say the United States. there's Friends of Stuttering. You know what? I'm going to ask some friends of mine. They probably know all this information. So check the show notes over at the blog. But a quick search on Google should bring something up, like national, like just say Stuttering Foundation, Stuttering Association. Even, you know, type in the city that you live in. Maybe there's one in your area. The next audio submission comes to us from Chile. Felipe, the person who I hope I pronounced that correctly too, sent in a demonstration as well of a speech therapy technique. And the things he says, you know, in addition to, are pretty interesting. So here we go. This is 9 minutes, but well worth a listen.
Hello, my name is Felipe, and I wanted to do this podcast because I have never done a podcast before, and I am really excited because I have never had the chance to use my, you know, my English before, because I speak Spanish, and I have never spoke English actually in my whole life. And well, in this podcast, I want to talk about, I don't know what, I don't have a topic actually for this podcast, but since I am a covert stutterer, I think this is a good chance to, you know, to show other people how I talk, because I don't want to be like this. I mean, I went to therapy, and I haven't improved very much. I mean, I am still stuck with this. I mean, I want to accept it, you know. I don't want to be covered stutter. I mean, it would be so much good, better, if I can speak to other people like everyone does. And something I have noticed with this recording is that I don't like my tone of the voice. I mean the sound of my voice. I mean, I have never heard it before, so it sounds really strange to me now. And right now I have so you can some days off to dedicate myself to therapy because I can't keep with this. I have to do something with this because I am very, I am so. Unhappy. I mean, I am not very happy with my life as it is right now. So I am. I have. I mean, I still have to set the goal. I mean, I still haven't been clear about the goal, but I think that in 2 weeks I will make enormous improvements in my life because I have I mean right now I am very motivated to do the psychotherapy and I have also taken a speech lesson before and I have this metronome that I use to mark the beat of the, you know, of a song in music. But actually, I can use the metronome to read and talk better. Let me show you a little bit of it, okay? So this is how metronome sounds. You hear? But first, I'm going to read without the metronome. By the way, I think that this, I mean, I have never done this in a spontaneous conversation, so I am not sure that this will work for speaking with other people. Well, right now I'm going to read without metronome, okay? So this is an article I found in a web. It says what does it mean to be a man today? How can men consciously express their masculinity without becoming cold or closed-hearted on the one hand, or wimpy and emasculated on the other? Okay, right now I will read with metronome. What does it mean to be a man today? Wow, that wasn't really good. How men can consciously express their masculinity without becoming cold or closed-hearted on the one hand, let's repeat some more, or wimpy and emasculated on the other. What's the most loving way for a conscious man to express himself? So I think that this way to read is, I mean, it sounds better, but I have never used this with a spontaneous conversation. Well, I have nothing more to share, but I think a good thing to do would be to listen to my podcast in order to accept it more, because I think that my speech is fucking ugly, you know? I mean, I heard a little bit of it and I absolutely hate my voice. So I think I will spend some time listening to it so I get used to it. Well, that's all for today. Bye.
I want to hear from you and play your audio on the next episode of Stuttering is Cool. Record an MP3 and email it to coolstutter@gmail.com. The second way is to dial the United States. You leave a voicemail and it's 1-206-339-0389. You are free to talk about whatever you like. You can stutter as much as you want to. You can even practice your speech tools. Stuttering is Cool is a podcast that is meant for us to hear each other stutter and feel less alone in our stuttering. Stephen, the guy behind the Twitter feed for the British Stammering Association, has declared the last Friday of every month to be Stammering Stuttering Non-Avoidance Day. So that means on that day, we choose one thing that we normally would avoid on, be it calling someone on the phone, ordering tickets, things like that, our typical avoidance scenarios. We choose one and we just not avoid. The last Friday of this month is coming up, so why not give Non-Avoidance Day a try and head on over to the British Stammering Association's Facebook page, fan page, which you'll find in the show notes of this episode, and to share what you've not avoided for Stammering and Stuttering Non-Avoidance Day. Stuttering is Cool is released under Creative Commons License 3.0, Attribution Non-Commercial, No Derivatives.